Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们第一年，新年的第一天就是主日。
And thanks the Lord for giving us the first day of the year as the Sunday.
刚才我们弟兄就提到这个时间的方面。
And our brother had just mentioned about time.
我也想到时间的方面。
And I want to share with you about this topic too.
不过我们先有点祷告。
But let's have more prayers.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你不但是创造了万有。
You created everything.
你也创造了时间。
And you also created time.
但你却远在时间之上。
But you are above time.
你叫我们的时间是在你面前得纪念。
And you want us to remember you in time.
愿今天这个时间是被你纪念。
May this time of today will be remembered by you.
求你使用这个时间。向我们的心说话。
And please speak to us using this time.
不管是说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都需要你从宝座把话赐给我们。
No matter the one who speaks, translates, and listens, we need the words come from your throne.
我们实在承认，我们离了你就不能做什么。
We have to agree that we cannot do anything after leaving you.
求你赐给说话的有话。
Please speak to the one who speaks.
赐给翻译的有话。
And speak to the one who translates.
是给听话的，有你宝贵的话。
And speak to the one who is listening.
不但有语言的话，主要更有圣灵的话。
Not only speak in the language, but also spiritual words.
求你圣灵做人所不能做的工作。
May Holy Spirit work the work that man cannot do.
愿主圣灵在我们当中运行做工，远远超过我们所能祷告、所能想、所能够猜测的。
May the Holy Spirit work among us that surpass what we can do from our prayer, from our thoughts.
求主做人所不能做的工作。
And may you work the work that man cannot do.
愿你得到敬拜爱戴，你的儿女得到建造。
And may you receive all the worship and glory, and your children receive your name.
谢谢。
And thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.好，我们还是先把我们上次交通的那个经节先读一下，就是路加福音第21章34到36节。
Let's read as a scripture in Book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网络忽然临到你们。
Be careful, or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and the day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立。在人子面前。
Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all this is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
在这段圣经里面，特别提醒我们要时时警醒。
In this scripture, it reminds us be always on the watch.
时时警醒，常常祈求。
And be always on the watch and pray.
到底要频繁到什么地步呢？那就看你向主心愿到什么地步。
So, how much watching do you want? Is really how much praying are you towards the God?
在往下面交通之前呢，我们再看一下诗篇第九十篇。
And let's look at Book of Psalm, chapter 19.
诗篇九十篇，我们从第十节看到十七节。
Verse 10.
这就是刚才我们弟兄提到时间，我也想到时间。
And we just mentioned about time, so I was also thinking about time.
第十节说，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势，谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得到智慧的心。
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工愿你坚立。
May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
这个第十节的地方，摩西说我们一生的年日七十，强壮一点到八十。
Moses mentioned in verse 10 that our life length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength.
但里面的内容是什么呢？
But what is the content of your life?
劳苦愁烦。
It's all trouble and sorrow.
不晓得这是不是许多弟兄姊妹里面的感觉。
So I don't know if this is how you feel.
也许有人不这样感觉。
Maybe somebody didn't think so.
但至少这是摩西的感觉。
But this is how Moses felt.
这也许多在人生中走过许多风浪的人同样的感觉。
He is just like other people who walk in a lot of trouble in their life.
但是他发现这些日子里面有许多是神的愤怒。
But he found out that a lot of days, including the wrath of God.
所以呢，他里面起了敬畏的心。
So he has this reverent heart.
他也发现他自己需要知道怎样来数算自己的日子。
And he also knows that he wants to know how to number his days.
我们可以数算我们在地上的年，那个肉身的年日多少。
We can count our flesh days.
但是到底我们真正活在主面前的日子有多少？
But how many days that you can count that you truly live in front of God?
这是我们需要很认真注意的。
This is something you should pay attention and be serious.
那下面他说，如果你是活在主面前的日子，下面就有些特别的地方。
And so he says that if you are truly living in front of the Lord, then you should pay attention to the following.
就是他跟主人面对面。
That he can be face to face to the Lord.
主转回，我们也转回。
When Lord turned back, then we turn back.
主转向我们，我们也转向他。
When Lord turned to us, we turn to the Lord.
不但是这样的。经历神的慈爱。
Not only so, we experience the love of Lord.
但是摩西他不是只是经历想经历一点点的慈爱。
But Moses did not just want to taste the love.
他要经历那个慈爱是能够把他充满，能够饱足的慈爱。
He wanted the love that abundantly filled him.
饱足到一个地步，他一生一世都可以欢呼喜乐。
Abundantly to a point that he can be filled joyfully through all years.
他说求你让我们早早保得你的慈爱。
He said that satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love.
这个饱足呢不是发生在人生的最后一天。
To be satisfied, it did not happen at the last day of the life.
也许我们想说啊保得慈爱最后一天饱足就可以了。
So you might think that satisfy means, okay, I have it.
不是最后一天。
But I don't mean the last day of your life.
越早越好。
The earlier the better.
如果你现在是青少年，你青少年就应该保得神的慈爱。
If you are in the youth now, youth age now, then you should taste this love now.
如果你现在刚刚信主，你应该刚刚信主就经历到保得他的慈爱的那个实际。
If you are a new believer, you should already start chasing this love.
如果你信主很多年,
if you are a long believer,
你还不知道这是什么东西,
and you don't know what is this,
需要在主面前重新认真地回到主面前。
Then you must be seriously come before the Lord again.
他说到一个地步叫我们一生一世可以欢呼喜乐。
And he, Moses said, to a point that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
我记得我早期刚信主的时候遇到一个情况让我非常的不能理解。
I remember in the beginning of my Christian life, there was something I cannot understand.
我遇到那些跟我年龄差不多的弟兄姊妹。
I met the brothers and sisters who are about same age as me.
信主的年日都比我长很多。
They have been Christians longer than me.
可是很可惜的一件事情。
But very pity.
我们讲看电影，我们讲去哪里做什么做什么，非常有兴趣。
Well, they have more interest in talking about movies or visiting places.
但是呢，讲到主耶稣的时候哈，就说就会有一句话说，不要这么属灵嘛。
Once we mention about Jesus, and then some of them will say, "Don't be too spiritual."
我没有批评的意思。
I have no saying to criticize them.
这是表明一个现象，我所遇到的弟兄姊妹，他还没有碰到什么叫做饱足他，就神的慈爱在他里面饱的那个状态。
But I'm just saying that this is showing me that the brother that I met has not been satisfied with God's love.
如果神的慈爱在我们里面是饱到一个地步哈，都满出来的，你碰到人，你就说哎呀，主耶稣多好啊，我们天父多好啊。
If you are so satisfied and full of love that it overflows, whoever that you met, you are going to mention about this love, the precious love.
你不会对人有什么太大的要求。
You will not have much required to people.
甚至你被人轻看啊，你被人这个就是误会啊，你都觉得哎，这都不是什么重要的事。
Even if you were looked down by others or misunderstood by others, you would neglect it.
所以早早抱得出来。
So the earlier you get satisfied with his love.
2017.
If possible, ask the Lord to help every single brother and sister to start tasting the love today.
然后呢，他说，甚至到一个地步，连受苦的时候都可以喜乐。
And it says that even when they are in the days of afflictions, they can be enjoyed.
这不只是有受苦的心智，连受苦，好像爵士讲说，在马太福音告诉我们说，如果有人逼迫你们，或者有人因为主的名的毁谤你们，他说你要欢呼起来。
Just like in the book of Matthew, that Jesus mentioned, if someone afflicted you because of his name, you should be joyful.
因为天上的赏赐是大的。
Because the reward from the heaven is great.
这个不是普通的喜乐。
This is not a normal joy.
这也不是可以装出来的。
This is also not pretending.
不喜乐就是不喜乐。
If you are not joyful, you are not joyful.
再多喊几句，多做几个喜乐动作，还是不喜乐。
To make yourself shout out a few slogans or acting differently would not make you joy.
但是摩西祷告说什么？我即使是受苦的，你还是给我喜乐。
But what is the prayer of Moses? He says, "Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us."
这是一个生命层次的长大。
This is a level of the life growth.
而且他要常常，他跟主祷告，要常常看到主的作为，神的作为。
And as he pray, he wants to see the creation, the work of God.
我们弟兄姊妹在一起。最能够彼此激励的是什么？
What is the encouragement among brothers and sisters together?
最能够彼此激励的就是主的作为从弟兄出来，从姊妹出来，从那个弟兄出来，从那个姊妹出来，就不断的出现。
The best encouragement among brothers and sisters is God's work came out from this brother, from this sister, from that brother, from that sister.
是主的作为。
That's the work of God.
是神的作为。
It's God's work.
因为我们一个人能经历神的作为太少。
Because one person can experience God is limited.
当我们弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，你看到神的作为不但丰富，而且大到一个地步是没办法形容的。
But when you get gathered together, then you will see the God's work is so great that is indescribable with words.
因为有主的工作，我们才有工作。
Because God's work, so we can work.
我们的工作是根据主的工作来工作。
Our work is according to what God wants to work.
我们的工作不是根据我们的聪明来工作。
Our work is not according to our wisdom.
所以因为主工作，我们就跟着他一起工作。
Because our Lord works, so we follow his work.
所以他说纪念，纪念我们手中的工作。
So then he says to remember what we had worked.
因为我们是跟着你走的。
Because we were following you.
因为天父你做事，我们也跟你做事。
Because Heavenly Father you work, so we follow you.
因为主耶稣你做事，我们也做。
Because Lord Jesus you work, so we follow you.
所以求你纪念。
So please remember us.
哇，这很宝贵的话。
This is a precious word.
啊，盼望这些话我们在主面前反复思考。
So hopefully we can meditate about this.
最近弟兄姊妹在一起读圣经哈，我觉得有些话很鼓励我。
And recently we have Bible study and some verses has encouraged me.
所以呢，我趁这个机会呢，我就把我本来要交通的这个东西暂时先放下。
So, with this chance, I'm going to put down what I was planning to have fellowship about.
因为这些的话呢，都是刚好在年底以前交通的。
Because these fellowship was done before the end of the year.
所以好像主预备我们。就是从年底这个年一年要结束了，看看时间要结束了，就给我们一些鼓励的东西。
So it's like at the end of the year, Lord gave us these words to encourage us.
让我们带着主的鼓励进入新的年头。
So that we can bring in Lord's encouragement into the new year.
啊，这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious from the Lord.
那而且如果你如果稍微看一下这个世界现在的情况局势啊，事情的变化。
Also, if you look at the world and the change of the world,
主要再来确实是非常非常近。
Lord returning is really near.
那刚才我们读的路加福音那一段呢，是关系到大灾难那一段。
We just mentioned in the book of Luke is regarding to the tribulation day.
你如果稍微注意一下世界的局势。你可以感觉那个影子在那边。
If you look at the political situation in the world, you can see that shadow.
哪一天要发生我们不知道。
Which day is going to happen, we don't know.
但是你知道已经可以看到一些影子在那里。
But we can see the shadow coming.
所以这是鼓励我们好好的主面认真。
So this is to encourage us to seriously know the Lord.
向着主认真。
To be serious to the Lord.
受主的带领。
To be led by him.
好，请大家看一下希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at book of Hebrew chapter 10.
36节。
Verse 36.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
因为还有一点一点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
只是预言比对比阴性得胜。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢了。
But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.
我们却不是退后入城门的那个人。乃是有信心以致魂得救的。
But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
这里告诉我们，三十六节说要忍耐，要行完神的旨意。
36 told us that you need to persevere so that when you have done all the will of God.
启示录第四章最后一节说，一切所有一切万物都是因着神旨意被造而有的。
Book of Revelation chapter 4 told us that everything was made by the Lord's will.
这里告诉我们说我们要忍耐。
Here it told us to be persevere.
然后呢要行完神的旨意。
And to finish the will of God.
不晓得弟兄姊妹你信主之后你有没有觉得你需要行完神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, after you believe in the Lord, have you thought of finishing the will of God?
还是你觉得神的旨意真的是个遥远的事情。
Or you are thinking the will of God is too far away from you.
甚至有人告诉，哎呀，神的旨意太高深太奥秘，不可能明白。
Some people told me that the will of God is such a mystery and too high to be understandable.
如果是他这样讲法是对的，那这句话就不需要了。
If what he said is right, then this sentence, this verse is redundant.
既然这么奥秘，这么高深，到你不可能明白了，那还有什么好行文的？
If it's really so high and miserable and understandable, then why would the Lord write this sentence to us?
但是主的话很清楚告诉我们，明显的，我们需要明白，主的告诉我们。
But Lord clearly told us what we need to understand.
但是它奥秘的部分不需要我们去关心的，不需要我们 去花代价的，我们不用理它。
For the mystery part that the Lord doesn't want us to understand, we don't need to pay the price to understand.
所以行完神的旨意，这是神的托付。
So to finish the will of the God is what He wants.
神在旧约的圣徒身上有托付，神在新约的圣徒身上也有托付。
Lord gave the burden to the believers in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
而且行完神的旨意的时候就得着所应许的。
And once you are done with the will of God, then you will receive what He has promised.
所以带着盼望的。
So there is hope.
行神旨意是带着盼望的。
To do God's will has hope.
所以我们有时候讲到行神的旨意，好像觉得很勉强，好像主强迫我们做什么事。
So sometimes we felt like being forced to do God's will.
没有强迫的意思。
It's not forcing you at all.
神在他的旨意要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
Lord wants to bring us into His glory in His will.
但是在达到荣耀的时候，他的旨意要完成。
But before we reach the glory, His will needs to be done.
但是这里有一个提醒我们的话。
And so this is a reminder.
要走信心的路。
That we have to walk in faith.
相信主。
To believe in the Lord.
相信主，也相信主把弟兄姊妹跟把我们摆在一起。
Believe in the Lord and believe that the brothers and sisters among you are put here by the Lord.
有时候我们一个困难。
Sometimes we find it difficult.
我们相信主这一面呢，可能都有问号。
For the side that we believe in the Lord, it could be still questionable.
那另外一面呢？我们觉得主把我们弟兄们摆在一起，我们还是觉得疑问。
And the other questionable things that from us is we question about the brothers and sisters among us.
但如果是这样的话，行完神的旨意恐怕可能会失去。
And so if you have this doubt, even though you are doing God's will, you might be still lost.
相信主，在主面前照着。主给我们的信心，跟随主。
To believe in the Lord, then you have to walk and live by faith.
相信主，把弟兄姊妹摆在我们当中，可能有很多不同。
To believe in the Lord, then you have to accept the brothers and sisters who are different.
但是这个不同是为了要成全大家的。
But the differences among brothers and sisters is to complete everyone.
这是要大家一起来行完神的旨意。
So that everyone can be complete together to finish the will of God.
但是有一点主很不喜悦，就是我们如果退后。
But Lord doesn't like people who shrink back.
我们不照着主所带领的，我们照我们自己的。
We do not follow God's guidance, but we only follow ourselves.
主说他若退后，我心里就我的魂呐、啊，我的心里就不喜欢他。
It says that if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.
因为主要我们的魂能跟他的魂是一致的。
Because Lord wants our soul to be connected with his.
所以我们是乃是有信心以至于魂得救，就是我的心思、情感、意志是耶稣基督的心思、情感、意志。
So our faith helps our mind, soul, and spirit to be like Jesus' mind, soul, and spirit.
好，这是我们读希伯来书的弟兄姊妹。读到的这一段。
This is brothers and sisters who being enlightened by reading this book of Hebrews.
那我们还有另外的弟兄姊妹读的是腓立比书。
And also in the Philippians.
腓立比书呢，第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们可以从十二节开始。
Verse 12.
这不是说我已经得着了。已经完成了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得到基督耶稣，所以得到我的。
Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得到，我只有一件事，就是忘记最后努力面前的。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存这样的心，神也必以此指示你。
All of us who are mature should take such a view of things, and if on some point you think differently, that true God will make clear to you.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
你注意一下第十五节哈。
Pay attention to verse 15.
他说，所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心思。
It says, all of us who are mature should take such a view of things.
所以主要我们达到完全。
So Lord wants us to be imperfect.
不但要行完神的旨意，要我们达到完全。
Not only to finish God's will, but to be mature and perfect.
那达到完全的有什么特征呢？
So what is the characteristic to be perfect?
这段话就把那个特征告诉我们。
And this verse told us the characteristics.
其实这段话前面就告诉我们，我们信主之后应该是经历基督。
And before this sentence, it actually told us that as a Christian, what we should experience.
不是只经历我们需要的事情得满足而已。
Not only to be satisfied with what we need.
我们常常是注意的，我现在有一个需要，我有个问题，我有件事情，这个事情得满足。
We always pay attention to, I have this question, I have this need, and I have this thing, and this is satisfied.
感谢主，主的确常常眷顾我。
Thanks the Lord, He always has mercy on us.
但是这个我们那些所遇到的那些的情况满足之后，对基督的认识，对基督的经历，是实在的呢？还是停留在没有。
But after we are satisfied with our circumstances, have we grown in knowing Jesus?
所以他说，你要经历基督。
So it says you have to experience Christ.
经历基督会产生什么情况？
So experience to a point.
经历基督会产生在我们里面革命性的改变。
That it will have a revelation in your heart.
怎么个革命法？
How is the revolution?
以前看为有益的，现在看为有损的。
What you see is benefiting, and now you are seeing it as a loss.
这就是上下颠倒。
And that is like the opposite of what you are your life. It's like upside down to your life.
就是以前看为好的，现在觉得不行。
What you see good in the past, now you see it as bad.
这是经历基督。
This is the experience of Christ.
不但经历就是那样，然后。我们的信主的在往前走的过程，要问一个问，要问一个问题。
And as we walk towards the Lord's way, we have to ask this question.
什么在我们里面是宝贝的？
What is the precious thing in our heart?
什么在我们里面是宝贝的？
What is the precious thing in your heart?
保罗说他是以认识基督为至宝。
And Paul said to know Christ is the precious thing in his heart.
所以如果这是真的是宝贝的话，
If this is truly precious,
那假设你很忙，对不对？
So let's say you are very busy.
但是呢，你现在突然有个半天的时间，你要做什么？
And then now you have half a day that you have no plan.
我记得我以前听过一个弟兄的，他讲他自己的见证，让我很受鼓励。
I remember there is a testimony from a brother who encouraged me.
他说他在台湾哈，台湾那个。高中三年级的时候，甚至他向导组最火热的时候。
He said he was in Taiwan and he was in his high school at that time.
我想台湾、大陆、香港可能差不多。那高中三年级的时候，都是大家拼死拼活的时候。
And I think in high school, in the Asia countries, those are the most busy time for the students.
我记得我在高三的时候，就是上课时候读，下课也读。
I remember when I was in high school, I have to study in school and also study at home.
然后呢，他说这个地方说他上课上了50分钟， 累得不得了，然后一下课赶快冲出教室跑到那边的大树底下。
And this brother told me that after 50 minutes in class, he was so exhausted, and right after class, he went under a tree.
干嘛？
What did he do?
读圣经祷告。
He was reading Bible and praying.
十分钟一打铃，然后又回来继续上下一堂。
And the 10 minutes rest and the bell rang, he went back to the classroom.
哎，不要小看了。
Don't look down on this.
一天如果八堂课，你就几分钟了。
If you have 8 classes and 10 minutes rest in between.
他说他那个时候就是圣经跟经历主，就是在那个时候建立起来。
And the relationship he built up between the Lord was established through that 10 minutes rest every day.
我至少里面有一件事情，就是说他里面向着主，他觉得主是很宝贵的。
But there was this one basic requirement that he knew Lord is precious.
只有十分钟。
Even though it's only 10 minutes,
就用这十分钟赶快读一点圣经。
He used that 10 minutes to read Bible.
这十分钟赶快祷告。
And that 10 minutes helped him.
啊，所以他说什么？你如果有基督在里面做至宝的话
，So if you take Christ precious in your heart,
你认识他做至宝的话
，And you take him and you knew that he is precious,
你发现东西有冲突的时候，你会在主面前考虑。是不是更应该放下来
？And then when there is a conflict in time in your life, you will pray to the Lord which one you should put down.
这放下不是勉强的。
And Lord did not force you to put down your work.
这放下是因为你面前你有个宝贝在前面。
This is you put it down because you see another precious thing.
你知道这是宝贝，但是你搞不清楚。
Even though you know this is precious, but you're not clear.
所以你需要认识。
So you have to know it.
所以，因为你需要认识呢，所以原来我觉得宝贝的东西呢，我觉得这冲突的话，我愿意放下这个冲突。
But and because of your knowledge, then once there is a conflict, you know which one to put down.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
So it becomes precious.
那不但是经历基督，现在要认识基督。
So not only experience the Christ, but also know Christ.
不但认识基督，还是要往前面来嘛，要得着基督。
And not only know Christ, and more walking forward is to obtain Christ.
我是很久一直对基督哈，就是说一直讲基督基督呢，一直觉得不知道是什么东西。
For a long, long time, I do not truly understand what is Christ.
但是基督这个字就是什么
？But the meaning of this word Christ.
受膏的意思。
Is the meaning of anointed.
受膏的意思。
Anointed.
所以你把这个意义放，你不要只是说基督那个外面的字的意思，你把那个里面的意义放进来的时候，你就觉得宝贵。
So when you put the meaning into Christ, anoint in Christ, then you will see how important that is.
因为圣灵的膏抹在我里面。
Because the Holy Spirit's anointment is in you.
我起头不熟悉。
In the beginning, I did not understand.
但是一点一点经历的时候，哇，我觉得太宝贵了。
But as you gradually experience, then you will see how precious it is.
不只是宝贵，而且主让我看见，主圣灵所带来的是准确的。
Not only seeing it precious, but also seeing that what is guidance, what the guidance came from the Holy Spirit is accurate.
不只是准确，它是超越时间空间的。
Not only just accurate, but it surpassed time.
所以他才可能在我身上造成一个革命性的改变。
And that's how it changed me in me.
而且怎么讲说，当你经历圣灵在里面膏抹的那个真实的那个经历越来越多的时候
，So as you experience more and more of this anointment,
你会慢慢你会觉得说，我没有圣灵的膏抹，我不敢做决定。
You will slowly realize that you would dare to make decision without Holy Spirit anointment.
我甚至没有圣灵的膏抹，我都不敢随便说话。
And I would even dare to speak without Holy Spirit anointment.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你经历过跟人说话哈
？Have you experienced speaking to people?
那个好的经历，不好的经历。
The good experience and bad experience.
我们是一番好意，可能你一说出去之后呢，你就是惨兮兮。
Word came out of good intentions, but created bad results.
但是出于圣灵的就不一样。
But if it come out of Holy Spirit, the result will be different.
出于圣灵的膏抹，虽然即使对方不同意，但是呢，圣灵在他身上做工，
word anointed by the Holy Spirit, and even if it's opposed by the other side who listen to it, the Holy Spirit will work on him.
因为我这个印象很深刻的。
This is a great impression on me.
我妈妈信主了，就是我常常在她觉得不该讲的时候，我讲了。
My mother who believes in Christ. However, I always speak to him about Christ when it's not the right time.
我每一次跟他传福音之后，就要被他骂好几天。
Every time I preach the gospel to him, she is going to rebuke me for a few days.
因为那一天讲完之后，那天晚上他一定做噩梦。
Because after the gospel preaching that day, she will have bad dreams that night.
她不是光那天做噩梦，还好，连续好几天做噩梦。
Not only that night, but a few nights in a row that she will have nightmare.
可是那的确是主教会讲的。
But Lord, allow me to speak to her.
讲完之后被骂好几天。
And after telling her the gospel, I was rebuked for a few days.
时间过了之后，稍微淡忘一点。
Time passed and she forgot.
过一段时间。主又感动又要讲。
After a while, Lord touched me to speak to her again.
然后又要被骂好几天。
And then I have to be rebuked a few days again.
可是很奇妙。
But it's a miracle.
过了一段时间，在一段时间之后，她突然信主了。
Time passed and she became believers.
这时候我都没讲。
And this time I did not speak to her.
我一段时间根本都没跟她讲。
There was a long time I did not dare to speak to her.
但她信主了。
But she believed.
而且主还不是派我去跟他收割的
and,
是派一个能够受圣灵引导的姊妹去收割的
and Lord did not allow me to harvest her as the Christian but sent another sister to do the work
那个姊妹再去我妈妈也是她说主耶稣告诉我说你妈妈得救了
before the sister went to my mother she told me that Lord Jesus told me that your mom is saved
我说我不知道
And I said, I didn't know.
我一点都没有印象，主没有告诉我。
And I said, Lord did not tell me.
他只是要征求我同意，说我去看你妈妈，你同意不同意
She only asked me, I want to visit your mom, do you agree?
果然他去，我妈真的是就整个转向主。
She went, and my mom believed.
很奇妙的是。
What a miracle.
圣灵高。
It's the anointment from the Holy Spirit.
经历基督。
To experience it in the anointment.
认识基督。
To know Christ.
不但认识基督，要以认识基督为至宝。
Not to just know Christ, but seeing it as precious.
然后再到一个地步，你得到基督。
And to a point that you obtain Christ.
我愿意在就给我的机会里面，有生命气息的时候，能够多多的。
That to a point that you want to experience Christ more and more during your life.
我个人的经历是，如果没有这个，我没有办法知道什么叫做饱尝饱得他的慈爱。
So to me, if I do not experience this, I do not understand what is the meaning of tasting abundantly of His love.
这个饱得他的慈爱。不可能是办几个活动多吃几顿饭可以做得来的
To receive abundantly his love is not from having a few good meals or having a few gatherings
这个保得他的慈爱是你看圣灵在我身上圣灵在他身上圣灵对着他圣灵又感动他他反而让我一起在那里享受了主的丰富
To see Lord's love from this sister who was touched by the Holy SpiritThat also show me how Lord worked.
所以保罗说要得到基督。
So Paul said to obtain Christ.
在得到基督的时候，你就愿意活在信心的世界。
When you obtain Christ, then you are willing to live in the life of faith.
我们常常讲到信心哈，我们都是在照我可以理解的这个范围。
We always talk about faith, but within our knowledge.
这个信心其实是圣灵给的信心。
But this faith came from Holy Spirit.
如果是圣灵给的信心，是超过你可以理解的层次。
If it comes from the Holy Spirit, it surpasses what we can understand.
我只需要确定一件事情。
I just need to ascertain one thing.
我现在得到的感动是出于主不出于主。
The touching moving that I have now, whether it came from the Lord or not.
如果是真正出于主，但又超过我的理解。
If it came from the Lord, but surpassed my understanding,
我是因为相信主，相信主派来的圣灵在我里面的工作，这样走。
And because I believe in the Lord and I believe the Holy Spirit sent this message to me, so I walk in the faith.
如果我们所谓的信心都是在我们的分析的这些的条条框框之下，就不需要信心。
So if the faith that we are talking about is within our rules and within our understanding, then we don't need this faith.
我们有太多人会分析。
We have too much analysis.
我但很太多会分析，我们太多有太多的理由。
And we have too many excuses.
所以这个太多的分析，太多的理由，圣灵的包膜可能就把它打掉了。
Too much analysis and too much excuses.Then we neglected the Holy Spirit anointing.
他打掉的结果就是不经历基督。
Then you cannot experience Christ.
他打掉的结果就可能不认识基督。
Then you do not know Christ.
他打掉的结果就是可能没有办法得到基督。
Then you cannot obtain Christ.
所以你真正是要得到基督的。
So if you truly want to obtain Christ,
你要在信心里面受圣灵的膏抹。
You have to be anointed in your faith.
然后在信心里面，圣灵把你带到那个称义和活在义的那个实生命的实际里面。
And in faith, allow Holy Spirit to bring you into righteousness and to live out this righteousness.
称义不是一个道理的问题。
True be righteousness is not a theory.
称义是一个生命的实际的光景。
But it's an actual living status.
就说义这个字是对的意思。
Righteousness means is correct.
称义就是说不是从我们的分析来决定他称义不称义。
To be righteousness is not according to our analysis.
称义是在复活以上的东西。
To be righteousness is above revival.
如果我们不想得到复活的能力，
If we do not want the revival power,
你这个经历就会非常受限制。
Then your experience will be very limited.
但是你如果愿意进入主已经赐给我们他复活的大能，
But if you want to receive this power of revival,
你在信心里面跟随他，
And you follow him in faith,
他就把我们带到我不太能解释，但是我在称义的实际里面。
Then he can bring us into this righteousness even though we cannot explain it.
因为称义的人有平安。
Because the righteous person has peace.
称义人有安息。
The righteous person has tranquility.
称义人可以坦然无惧来到主面前。
The righteous person can boldly come before the Lord.
称义人可以进入至圣所。
And the righteous person can enter into this holy place.
所以，如果我们觉得来到主面前是一件不是太愿意的事情。
So if we feel like we do not want to come before the Lord,
这可能都是我们需要在主面前再被更新。
Then we might need to be renewed continuously again.
所以不但是称义，而且要认识他复活的大能，晓得他复活的，就认识他复活的大能。
So not only to be righteous, but also understand his power of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此鼓励。
We have to encourage each other.
今天在我可以经历的机会里面，我应当去认识他复活的大能。
Today, when you have opportunity to understand, you have to experience his resurrection.
不是等主耶稣再来以后，我才开始认识复活的大能。
Not to wait till Jesus Lord Jesus returns, then you try to understand.
为什么有一些弟兄姊妹，他们在离开这个世界的时候，他完全不受他所遇到的死亡控制？或者是压制。
So why some brothers and sisters before their death, they never mention about the dominion and the death.
他身体虽然是非常软弱。
Their body became weak.
他也知道他马上要离开。
They knew that they are going to pass away quickly.
但是复活大能在他身上。
But the resurrection power is in them.
有一个弟兄就这样子告诉我。
There was this brother who told me.
我那个时候我很意外他这样说话。
I was surprised that he spoke to me.
他说弟兄啊，我们不是等死啊。
He said, brother, we are not waiting to die.
我们是等复活。
We are waiting to be resurrected.
哎，他过两天就死了。
And 2 days later he passed.
他说我们不是等死，我是等复活。
And he said, we were not waiting to die, we were waiting for resurrection.
他认识那个复活。
He understands this resurrection.
复活大能在他里面。
The power of revival is in him.
今天我们需要得到这个事情。
Today we have to realize this as well.
你说你要在复活大能里面来过教会生活。
In the power of resurrection, we live the church of life.
因为你如果不在复活里面，基本上来讲，你是没有在奔跑主的道路。
Because if you are not in this resurrection, you are not running on the road of Christ.
真正的基督徒生活是在复活的生命里面来过生活。
To have the real life with Christ is to live out this resurrection life.
不是以我们没有得救的那个旧生命来过基督徒生活。
Not to use our old self to live this resurrection life.
因为在复活的大能、复活的生命底下，所以可以喜乐。
Because we are under this resurrection power and resurrection life, then we have joy.
而且能真正饱尝他的慈爱。
And we truly taste his love.
所以跑有跑得的能力。
Then we have this power to run.
向着标杆直跑。
To run towards the target.
跑。
To run.
这个跑后面是复活能力。
And to run behind us is this power of resurrection helping us.
这个跑是里面有圣灵的膏抹。
To run is full of the anointment of life.
弟兄姊妹，你不要把顺服圣灵当作一件很小的事情。
Do not look down on obedience to the Holy Spirit.
你如果亲身经历到尝到的时候，
If you truly experience and taste,
你真的里面是受到那种颠覆性的震撼。
You will be turned upside down totally.
因为你知道，我们的习惯都是我们自己安排的时间要这样做，要做那个，我计划这个，我计划那个，我计划那个。
Our habit is to plan our own time.
但是你有没有经历过圣灵替你计划？
But have you experienced allowing Holy Spirit to plan for you?
在现在这么科技这么发达，时间这么紧张的时候，圣灵替你计划。
In this high technology era, are you allowing Holy Spirit to plan for you?
要经历这样情况的人，需要奉献自己。
In order for you to experience, you have to offer up yourself.
是要全人奉献。
You have to offer your whole self.
你发现你如果把你自己全部奉献，
When you offer your whole self,
就会很奇妙的做工。
Lord will work miracles.
我讲一点小的经历。
And let me share with you this experience.
我有一段时间在录圣经啊。
There was a time that I was reading Bible.
和合本的圣经。
I was reading this Chinese Bible.
录起来很累的。录起来很累的。
录下。
Very tired.
But I was very tired.
而且呢，你说念圣经哈，如果我们这样念很简单呢、啊，但是你要把它录起来，你要念不错，那可不简单的。
To read is easy, but if you want to record it and without any mistake, it's hard.
你不是一张不错，你要连续诵诵不错。
Not only not to make mistake for one chapter, but you have to continuously not to make mistake.
没有圣灵充满，做不到。
If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot achieve it.
我就是每个字都看得眼睛看得准确。
My eye has seen the word correctly.
到了我的嘴的时候呢，出来就是错的。
By the time it comes to my mouth, it's the wrong word.
除非我被圣灵充满到一个地步，那个圣灵的能力不但达到我的灵里面，心思、情感、意志，还达到我的身体才有办法。
The Holy Spirit has to come to my mind, soul, and spirit, but also to my flesh.
然后这样的时候，我不但在念的时候，我感觉在念的时候呢，哇，那个圣灵运行在那里活动。
And I can feel that the Holy Spirit is running through me.
但是真的来讲呢，很快就累了。
But I tell you the truth, I get tired quickly.
我在念圣经那段时间最怕就是什么，在我这个正在念的时候，突一个电话来了。
When I was reading, recording the Bible, the most difficult thing that I encounter is a phone call.
我前面这么念了一段，正好在关键的时候，嘣一个电话来，全毁。
I keep on recording, and then suddenly a phone call comes in, and it destroys and interrupts me.
所以我也为我自己，什么时候有人要跟我联络啊，我也会这个祷告。
So I have to also pray for who needs to contact me.
非常奇妙。
Very strange.
许多时候，我今天录了几个小时，录到最后，我就累了，该停了。
a lot of time by the time I recorded a few hours, and I felt exhausted, and I know that I should stop.
我刚刚把那个录音的那个按键关掉。
As soon as I pressed the stop button,
然后就有个电话进来了。
The phone calls come in.
然后就说找你。
And the phone call says it's for you.
哇，不计其数这种经历。
Many, many times.
神知道。
Lord knows.
圣灵知道。
Holy Spirit knows.
你愿意交给他
If you are willing to give yourself to him,
你发现时间在他手中
then you will see that time is in his control.
这个不适合时间来的，叫他走，叫他等一下。
What is not appropriate for that particular time will be avoided.
所以我们要奔跑。
So we have to run.
我们要追求。
We have to pursue.
要继续在经历基督的实际。
We have to continuously to experience Lord.
圣灵大人在我们身上要做工。
To experience the work from the Holy Spirit.
因为你要知道啊，所谓的奔跑不见得你做很多事情。
Because you have to understand the meaning of running doesn't mean that you have to do a lot of things.
但不是不做事情。
But it doesn't mean that you don't do anything.
但你知道，如果你所做的事情是出于宝座的。
But if you know what you are doing is out from the throne.
你就是那个亮，或者人家觉得人家看不见，你都知道你跟宝座是通的。
Then even though the quantity of work that people cannot see, you understand this is the needed from the throne.
不但是一件一件，神安排的很好。
Not only every event arranged nicely by Lord.
而且只会让你觉得，哟，这好像在跑啊。
And you will realize that you are running.
这个跑不是我们肉身的这种跑法。
It's not your body or leg running.
你发现灵在跑。
But your spirit is running.
是圣灵的工作。
It's the work from the Holy Spirit.
你知道。
You know.
你最近这段时间是在跑的状态。
And you will know that your condition is running in this time period.
但是呢，如果圣灵在我们身上没有能力。
But if Holy Spirit is weak in me.
圣灵在我们身上没有办法给我们准确的引导。
Then Holy Spirit cannot give us accurate guidance.
我就是外面忙，忙得不得了，忙得精疲力竭。我知道说我没有做什么。
I could be very busy and exhausted, but I did not achieve anything.
这个所谓的向着标杆直跑，这是在圣灵里面的工作。
And when it says press on towards the goal, this is a pressing on in the Holy Spirit.
所以想要达到完全的人。
When you want to be perfect.
想要行完神旨意的人
，You want to finish the will of God。
我想这个经历应该不能缺乏。
I think you cannot lack this experience。
不但不能缺乏，他说什么？我要得着神从神，就主耶稣他要我得着，我要得着。
Not only you cannot skip this experience, but you also have to willing to accept what the Lord wants you to accept。
这里有一个很特别的学习。
And this is a special lesson for you.
主为着他拯救回来的儿女，主为着他的教会有设定叫他们得到的东西。
For the people who Lord has saved, and for the church, Lord has assigned what they need to obtain.
这不是我们想出来的。
This is not from our imagination.
神为爱他人所预备的是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过。
Lord has prepared something for the people who he loves that people have not thought of.
如果没有看过，没有听过，没有想过，你怎么知道神要你得到什么呢？
If you have not thought of, have not think of, have not seen, then how would you know this is what Lord wants you to have?
必须要圣灵在我们身上不断做开启的工作。
It must be enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
一次开启，十次开启都不够。
One time enlightenment, 10 times enlightenment, it might not be enough.
上百次、上千次的开启是必须的。
Over 100 times, over 1,000 times are needed.
因为我们里面是迟钝的。
Because we are slow.
因为我们里面原来没有这东西。
Because we don't have such thing in the beginning.
我们不但原来没有，我们甚至觉得那根本就觉得那不重要。甚至你就是把准确的告诉我，都觉得那不重要。
We did not have it, and even if you told us, we still look down on it.
但是圣灵这里开启一点，那里开启一点，这边开启一点，那边开启一点，让你知道他到底要给你什么。
But the Holy Spirit enlightened here a little bit, there a little bit, and continuously, it will tell you what you need.
然后你看，我们才会慢慢知道，哦，原来神有要我得着的。 我现在你要光看懂神要我得到，这还要开启不晓得多少次的开启才能够。
By the time you can see what Lord wants you to obtain, it might be after 100,000 times of enlightenment from the Holy Spirit.
但是现在怎么样？不只是想说。哦，我现在看懂了，原来这就是神要我们得着的。
So now, by the time you realize this is what Lord wants you to have.
这样反过来说，我怎么回应这件事情
？Then it's your turn to respond.
我这回应可以是拒绝的。
When I respond, would I be rejected?
很多人拒绝的。
A lot of people reject it.
啊，很多人对于神所告诉我们上好的，他觉得都不要的。
A lot of good things that God told us.People reject it.
但保罗不是这样态度。
But Paul has different attitude.
保罗说怎么样？说我现在要得着神在基督里所要我得着的。
But Paul says, I want to obtain what God has prepared for me.
哎，这个是这个人里面重大的转变。
This is a big change in him.
还不止这样。
Not only that.
他要我要得着神在基督里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
He wants to receive the price for which God has called him heavenly in Christ Jesus.
所以这个人他已经虽然在地上生活，但他的心思情感意志已经更新到他知道什么是上面，什么是天上的。
And therefore, this person, Paul, even though he's living on the world, his heart, his mind, and his soul is already renewed in the heaven.
我们承认这是教不来的。
We admit that this is something edified.
地上再好的传道人，再好的老师，教不来。
It's not from teaching. The best teacher, the best pastor would not be able to teach this.
因为必须天上这个人是开的。
Because this person has to open to the heaven.
他必须靠着主耶稣能够进到跟天有实际交通的实际。
He must be connected to the heaven through Christ Jesus.
不只是这样。
Not only that.
他还要主给他能力。
He wants Lord to give him power.
主给他能力，不但认识这个，还要给他能力，愿意得到。
To give him the power not to just know it, but to willing to obtain it.
他说。你们中间凡是完全人都当有这样的思想。
And so he says, all of us who are mature, perfect, should take such a view of things.
主救我们。
Lord has saved us.
主付了我们没有办法想象的代价救我们。
Lord has paid a great price that we cannot imagine to save us.
主也把我们摆在他的身体里面。
And Lord put us into his body.
主也用数不尽的恩典和大能的作为常常给我们碰到。
And Lord, give us infinite grace to help us.
但不是叫我们只有在地上的东西。
But it's not to help us to live on the earth.
我相信他乐意把地上一切的好处给我们。
I believe he wants to give every goodness on earth to us.
但是如果这给我们之后，我们只是在地上爬，这神不满意。
But if we receive all the goodness of the earth, and we are only crawling on the earth, that's not satisfying to the Lord.
如果他给我们一次又一次在地上的经历
If he gives us an experience on earth
我们能够像亚伯拉罕一样
We can be like Abraham
等候那个神所经营神所建造的那一座城
To await for the Lord built city
就是天上的耶路撒冷
That is the heavenly city
所以他是地上经历到一个程度
He has this experience on earth to a point
他知道现在这个地上的生活是为了属天的实际。
That he know the life of earth is for the purpose of the heavenly life.
所以这段话他说，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步去。
And therefore it says, only let us live up to what we have already attained.
主不勉强我们。
Lord, do not force us.
所以我们也不要彼此勉强。
And therefore we should not force another.
但是我们要彼此鼓励。
But we should encourage each other.
如果我们当中有完全人
If we have mature person among us,
应该得到这样的心思
then he should have this heart.
应该有这样的一个动力出来
and he should have this motion out.
应该有这样的见证出来
and he should have this testimony.
但不能用这个来作为彼此的好像限制
but it should not restrict each other because he has this.
因为主知道这是一个生命成长。
Because Lord knows that this is a life growth.
生命在什么阶段就看见那个阶段。
At the stage of your life, then you see at that stage.
生命在什么阶段你能接受的就是这个阶段的。
You can receive what is up to your life stage.
生命不到那个成熟的阶段就是不能做出成熟的东西出来。
If you are not in the mature stage, you cannot work out the mature things.
但是不是叫我们气馁。
But it's not to discourage us.
希望就给我们还有新的开始。
May Lord give us new beginning.
还有新的事情。
I have new time.
如果主在2017他要来了。
That Lord will return.
盼望他来的时候我们能够达到完全的那个地步。
And hopefully by the time he returns we are mature.
我们祷告。
Let's have prayer.
主我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put this word in your hand.
如果有适合的给我们回头亮光。
If it's appropriate, please enlighten us.
让我们在你面前能够受你自己亲自的建造。
So that we can be built up by you.
是给我们时时警醒、常常祈求的祷告。
And remind us to watch and pray all the time.
我们承认我们没有祷告的负担。
We know that we do not have this burden of praying.
我们也不常觉得我们需要祷告。
And we always felt that we don't need to pray.
我求主赐给我们时时警醒，常常去祈求圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And we ask the Lord to remind us to always pray and watch.
谢谢主还给我们机会。
And thanks the Lord to still allow opportunity on us.
求主怜悯，让我们在你所给的机会中能够成就你所要成就的。
May Lord have mercy so that you can accomplish what you want to accomplish.
谢谢。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.